Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can I have your zip code, please?
35204.
Thank you. 35204. Thank you. Thank you. And I believe I got your account pulled up, ma'am. Can you verify that name that should appear on the account?
I don't even know who this is. I'm trying to figure out how y'all dipping money out of my account. Who is this?
Okay, what company is it? We're a third-party call center.
Okay, a third-party call center for who?
Factory Direct Online Store. Ma'am, I'm going to tell you this. I promise you, if I can get your zip code, if you can give me your name and I get your account pulled up, I think it'll be more better for you with me answering these questions. Because my job carries a wide variety of things, and I don't want to confuse you. So if you could just provide me your name, and I can give you accurate information, and then we can go from there, please.
My name is Felicia McKenzie. I need to speak to somebody that's going to tell me why y'all take money out of my account.
Very well, ma'am. Put it like this. If I can't tell you, I'll transfer you to someone that could. Is that okay? Thank you.
That's going to be necessary, yeah.
It may, not. I may be able to help you. I want to make sure that I want to make sure that this account is with us. So give me one second. And that's Felicia, F-E-L-E-C-I-A.
Nope, F-E-L-I-C-I-A. All right,
thank you. And that McKenzie is spelled M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
Nope.
All right. I'm sorry. Can you spell it for me?
Okay. Hey, first you asked for my zip code. I mean, I'm giving you all this information. I still don't know who y'all are. I need to know why y'all take money out of my account. Who y'all working for? Why y'all take money out of my account?
It could be for a tablet, ma'am. It could be for a Wi-Fi booster. It could be for a foot massager. That's why I wanted to get your account pulled up, and I can better assist you instead of naming all those products, and it confuses you even more. I didn't want to do that. I want to get the account pulled up, and hopefully it's with us.
First of all, I shouldn't have no account with y'all. McKinzy. I mean, I'm giving y'all more information than I have to give my bank. I just need to go talk to them and report this as a fraudulent charge and let them deal with it.
Miss Felicia McKenzie, I found your account, ma'am. Can you verify that address for me, please, for security purposes?
No, I can't, because I don't know what I know. I can't verify nothing else. If
okay,
you found
ma'am.
My account, then you ought to have it pulled right up in front of you.
I got it.
And you need to tell me why you take money out of my account.
Okay, Miss McKenzie. This is 532 Strongbow Drive in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for that verification of the address. This is due to that Wi-Fi booster, ma'am. That $7, I'm gonna tell you this, then you can take it away. November 21st, 2021, that $7.45 was for that Wi-Fi booster. That Wi-Fi booster is a welcoming gift from our Factory Direct online store. Once you guys get those products from that site, you become members, Ms. McKenzie. That's why you see that $54.97. It's a membership fee. And you also should have had $125 in your email to spend at that store also.
No, I got no $125. And whatever this membership is, it needs to be canceled effective immediately.
Yes, ma'am. That's not a problem. I put that cancellation in. I just wanted you to know this information, it was stated on that sign-up sheet. I don't know if you've seen it when you was purchasing that, when you sent that shipping for that Wi-Fi booster. But I'm putting that cancellation in now, ma'am. I'll give you a cancellation code. Make sure you cancel out, Mrs. Kenzie. One second. All right, ma'am. I got your cancellation code up and ready, Miss McKenzie, if you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's C, as in Charlie, 258-875-8. 574.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. That's your cancellation code. Verify that you brought the account to zero activity.
All right.
All right, ma'am. If that's all you need help with tonight, you have a good night, Miss McKenzie.
You too.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. All right.